This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats.
Very good.
Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us in California. Bert Bertonas, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Happy New Year to you and the entire USA Prepares staff, and don't forget the interns. Vince, very happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Happy New Year to you, Bert. You know, I haven't talked to you since last year.
Man, it's been a while. Yeah, since last year. Vince, the news has not stopped. And, you know, I think we kind of led in a lot of ways talking about EVs. And as you know, being an engineer, I started out in favor of the technology because, well, Vince, they're, you know, basically it's pretty simple. Electric engines are extremely efficient, and it was, I thought, a way to improve efficiency, which is something engineers are always looking at and make a cleaner planet. But as we covered the topic, man, so many stories, and I don't know where to begin, Vince, in the news. Another cargo ship on fire with lithium-ion batteries. And, Vince, I think, you know, you hear it often. I think people are coming around saying they don't want any more EVs, and they're just not selling. The companies are going to have to go up against the government in terms of the mandates that they were forced to have to adhere to in the coming years. I think going to have to be a battle because right now, the EVs are piling up at the dealers' lots. They're scaling back production. There's problems everywhere from the manufacturing of the components, as we just mentioned, transportation. Vince, there's got to be a third or more boat, that cargo ship that has caught fire because of lithium-ion batteries. But we've talked about the other environmental concerns, the what it's doing to the earth, but basically, from a consumer standpoint, the consumers are just saying, you know, there's a lot of problems. I mean, there was just a news report on another station about a guy who was driving from, you know, one of the major business reporters driving from Chicago to New York, and everything went wrong on the trip. You know, the charging, I mean, the biggest thing was it was winter, and every time they said, well, you have 100 miles left, he found out he only had, like, 58 miles because in the cold, you have to run the heater, and also the battery has to stay warm. So, Vince, lots of issues, but I think we led in a lot of ways on USA Prepares talking about this topic. Back to you.
You're talking about my immutable stance that electric vehicles are in every single way not worth putting on the road. Because of, from the starting of the mining, the slave labor. You know, people say that we fought the first Civil War here in the United States about slavery. Well, it was really about states' rights, and then it became about slavery. So Elon Musk and company, and companies like him, who use this lithium technology, are engaged, and I could be wrong, but I don't think so, are engaged with using suppliers that have slave labor mining the rare earth elements that go into the battery banks for electric vehicles. So all of you who want to treat people equally, based on the content of their character, how about thinking about the slavery that's involved in the mining of the rare earth elements that go into electric vehicles? How about just that? Then, of course, you have to add on top of that the non-recyclability of those battery banks. And then you have to add on to that the cost of removing that battery bank after, you know, some number of years, let's say 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know what the number is, but somewhere around there, getting a new one for $7,500 or so. And then what happens when the government assistance goes away, that $7,500 per vehicle that has influenced people to buy them? And that $7,500 is like a 10% donation stolen from everybody else in the country. It's funds that have been stolen through inflation, through printing, through government programs to incentivize the consumption of electric vehicles. So I'm paying out of, well, with a gun to my head, by the government stealing through inflation and taxes for people who have electric vehicles. Would I do it willingly? Absolutely, positively not. And I don't know anybody else who would do it willingly either, saying, you know what, I think my neighbor, he's a really good guy, he's great, we have barbecue every couple of years in the backyard, it's great to see him. A couple hundred bucks to give him an electric vehicle, I think it makes sense. Here's $200, let me throw that in the pot, because he's such a good guy. Nobody in their right mind would do that. Nobody. As a matter of fact, Bert, you know, since we're talking about tangents, how about a class action suit by the graduates, the degree holders of Harvard University? How about them having a class action suit against Harvard University for the devaluation of their degrees? Since now, when someone applies for a job and is interviewed and they say, I've got a degree from Harvard University, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Oh, Harvard, isn't that the university with Claudine Gay? Isn't she the serial plagiarist? Is that where you got your degree from? I think we're going to have to choose somebody else, because if she plagiarized and she's running the show, how do we know that you didn't plagiarize? How do we know that you actually earned your grades? How do we know? We'll have to go on to the next candidate. So I'm saying that the value of a Harvard degree is worth less. I think there should be a class action suit by the graduates, all of them, against Harvard University. Bert, any comments? Uh-oh.
Vince, you know, I don't know where to begin on Harvard. It turns out she got a tenured professor, I don't know if you'd call it banned for 2 years, because she didn't agree with his political views on some papers he wrote that were actually highly cited and touted. So I don't know where to go. I guess let's leave that for another show, Vince, but I'll just sum it up to say it's unfortunately not really held in high esteem to say you're from Harvard anymore. Not that you or I were, but, you know, in the past that was considered, well, Vince, probably the number one university in the country or maybe the world. Not so much. Man, I wouldn't mention it if I had a degree from there, Vince, but, you know, getting back to the EVs, Vince, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know why they even allow these batteries to be packed so densely and put with other cargo. I mean, it's crazy. Would you want anything you're shipping from the Far East to the West Coast to be on a freighter that has a cargo of either lithium-ion batteries or automobiles with the lithium-ion batteries? I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know how the insurance companies allow this.
Bert,
it's crazy.
This is a true story.
You were on a boat with lithium-ion batteries?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But here's what I do know.
Yeah.
Here's what I do know. One of our students, he will remain nameless at this moment, and I have been working on building a solar system for him. The solar panels will be arriving at our farm in a few days. And I'll be unloading them from the tractor trailer and storing them for him here at our farm. Also arriving at our farm is a shipment from the east, nickel iron cells.
Oh, they're fine. Nickel iron should be fine.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. But the problem is they could be on a ship with lithium ion batteries.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing.
They probably won't burn. They might be coated with
the ship could
to the bottom.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So our student and I are concerned right now. Like, where are they? Actually, we think they're very close to the East Coast, but they might get stuck in the canal, Panama, our canal in Panama. They might get stuck there for a while because there's a drought and they can't get the water level to fill the locks as fast as they used to because the water pressure is lower because there's been a drought. So literally what happens is ships get lifted by the delta between the heights of the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans. So there's a delta, and that's used to lift these ships. And because the delta is lower, the water amount is lower, the water pressure is lower, it takes longer to fill the locks, and there's a backlog at our canal in Panama. Okay, so I don't know where the ship is at the moment, but we've got a 500 ampere hours of nickel iron batteries on a ship that could have lithium batteries in it. It's a concern. It really is. And this has taken, a couple months to make this process of getting these cells here. So it affects a lot of people, including us here at USA Prepares. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I just have somewhat of an update on the cargo ship that caught fire last month. It's apparently still off the coast of Alaska. The Coast Guard says the fire's out. I don't think the crew wants to go back on board. The crew is evacuated. I don't think they want to go back on board. It says that the purpose of the batteries were unclear. The boat is the Genesis Star XI. I guess that's 11. Cause of the fire, not known. Well, I think we know, right? Lithium-ion batteries, if they're crushed, pierced, pushed, slightly damaged, storms toss these ships around pretty badly, Vince, and any of those things can, what happens is just take one cell and then it spreads. So I guess they're trying to figure out what to do. Probably have to offer extra pay incentive to go back and crew that ship at this point. So it's an issue, but we've also, Vince, talked about the mining, the all the part of the manufacturing process, and then to top it off, no one knows how to recycle the batteries economically, not to mention recycling a lot of parts of the car. So it's a mess, Vince, but if you forgot about all of that, consumers are just not buying them.
I think it's great. I hope that Ford and General Motors and Mercedes and all the other companies get stuck with their entire inventory of electric vehicles.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, during the first segment of this second hour of today's class, I could have sworn I heard a mea culpa from Bert about electric vehicles. I think what I heard him say was he was an absolute proponent of the technology, of the concept, of the potential. But when the facts started emerging as to the extent of the damage that these things have done through people being burned alive, ships being set on fire, possibly airplanes catching on fire, vehicles catching on fire, houses burning down, from something as simple as a electric bicycle with a charger, cell phones catching on fire from being charged. There's so many problems with this technology. And the pollution. I don't think we're really addressing the pollution that comes from the burning of these unstoppable fires that result from just from the batteries. And it's not just the batteries. It's the housing of the batteries. And then where are these batteries? Are they in a parked garage? Are they in a house? Are they in a city parking garage where you have, you know, layer after layer of sandwiched cars between layers of concrete floors, and one catches on fire, and then pretty soon the whole floor is on fire with the gasoline vehicles and the diesel vehicles adjacent to these electric vehicles. And then the concrete is weakened, and then they have to take down the whole parking garage because of some guy with a Tesla or another brand of electric vehicle that just caught on fire? And I have a feeling that a lot of these fires are not being reported. I think it's just, you know, car caught on fire rather than an electric vehicle pulling into a dealership, you know, to look at new cars caught on fire and then set the whole row of cars on fire in the dealer's parking lot or at the Chinese factory outlet or some other large, highly dense shopping venue with a big parking lot. Bert, I think it's way bigger than even we think it is.
Yeah. Since 300,000 EVs were sold last year, so looking at the statistics here, 300,000 cars sold in the U.S. in the third quarter of 2023 were electric. But Vince, I guess where I do stand, and maybe you and I disagree a little, is that I think there's a place for the hybrid car, and that those sales have ticked up, and they're actually hard to find on the dealers. And for Class, what the hybrid does is it has an electric motor, and it has a battery, but it's a very, very small battery, and typically the range, if you get a what's called a plug-in hybrid, is only 20 or 30 miles on pure electric. But you also have a very efficient generator that's burning gasoline with a gas tank that can, basically these cars have phenomenal range vents. They can go 600-700 miles, some of them. And so you really have the best of all worlds. You have an electric motor, which gives you the efficiency. It's driving the wheels at 90% efficiency. But ultimately, you're powering it from a tank of gasoline that's generating the electricity. So you get the benefit of a very high gas mileage. You get the benefit of basically the efficiencies involved. But what you don't get is the danger involved with the battery, because the battery is typically one-tenth or even less the size of the massive batteries that go into the pure EVs. The weight is less. It's a small battery. They can package it not just more efficiently but more safely. Vince, there's been, I don't want to say no, but there's been relatively few instances of EVs that, hybrid cars that have the electric engines and the small batteries having problems. So I'm still in favor of that, Vince, because I think it's good technology.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
However, I would like to see the battery bank of a plug-in electric hybrid be lead acid. That's what I would like to see, because lead acid batteries are 100% recyclable. 100%.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take
my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Birch with us. You know, class, I went outside during the bottom of the break, and we've adopted these two dogs, and they look kind of like wolves. And they live here, and they spend time here, and they come in the house, and they'll watch a video with us, and they'll jump on the sofa and hug me, and they're big. if you want to see what they look like, just type in Plains Wolf. That's kind of what they look like. And we asked the veterinarian, you know, so what do we have here? I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody can tell us what these guys are. So I don't know. But they look like a Plains Wolf. They're absolutely gorgeous. And what I've done since we've adopted them, they were going to die. They were going to freeze to death. And we brought them here. They're less than a year old. And I've trained them to do a couple things. One, to come when I call them. Two, to get sit. And three, to give me their paw. And we have this bell. It's a cast iron bell made around the late 1800s, maybe 1860, 70. It's a, if you want to look it up, C period S period Bell. C.S. Bell Company in Ohio made it. It's 50 pounds. And it's a C.S. Bell number 2. I put it on a 13-foot post, and I have this rope that hangs down to pull the handle to, or the lever to ring the bell. And these puppies have seen me do this. They know that when I ring the bell, they come and I give them treats. I give them the equivalent of croutons that I've baked. And I baked bread, and I let it dry out, and I cut it into, you know, cubes. And so that's their treat for coming when I call them. Now they're ringing the bell.
Wow.
They literally jump up and grab the loop at the end of the rope and ring the bell to tell me that they are ready for a treat. Bert, it's absolutely wonderful to see this.
Yeah.
And have you, Bert, have you seen Yellowstone, the television series?
A little bit of it. Not much, but... I'm fascinated by the nature that exists there, and so grateful for, you know, there was a documentary on Fox a few months ago that talked about how they were going to make that a resort at one point, and some people stepped in and made it one of our first national parks, which we're all eternally grateful for, but, yeah.
So, and anyway, what I wanted to tell you, class, is... I have been watching this series. I have been lent a set of DVDs, and it's the Yellowstone series. And I've been watching it with Mrs. Fennell. It is vulgar. It is profane. It's, there's no reason to use the language that they use. However, I saw some of the behind-the-scenes information about they how they produced it, why they produced it. And the idea was to produce a... educational series about life on the farm, life on the ranch, as accurately as possible. And I've been watching this, and I've been listening to the things that, that John Dutton, the main character in the series, some of the phraseology, the words he uses, those are exactly the words I use. I'm not talking about the profanity. I'm talking about things like, you know, the goal of, he says, of a ranch, the goal of a ranch is to break even. That's correct. If we break even, we're doing really well because others around us are not breaking even. And now we don't have the murders and the mayhem, you know, and the killings that are in Yellowstone on the series. We don't have that. But if you want to know what our farm looks like, it looks like Yellowstone. We have the cows. We've had horses here. Not as many, only three. But we have the animals. We've had llamas. So, if you want to know what my life is like, it's like Yellowstone. It's 24 hours a day, nonstop problems. People cutting the fence, stealing, you know, stealing the cows, cars and trucks driving through the fence because people are drunk, shots being fired, you know, day and night. If you want to know what my life is like, that's what it's like. But there, Mrs. Fennell is here, and Bam is here. So there's three of us running the farm. We don't have ranch hands. We don't hire things out. But that's what it's like. So I just wanted to share that with you in case you're wondering.
Yeah,
back to you.
Vince, you also have the auto repair shop, and I'm thinking and just saying, I think you need some help there, and I don't know. I got two possibilities for you, Vince. One is some robots, because I know it's hard to find qualified help. You might look into maybe a robot that could help on some of the auto repair, or the other, just throwing it out there. I've seen it before. You know, I trained my pup a little bit, you know, maybe one of the wolves or dogs that you could put them to use to, you know, at least, you know, fetch a crescent wrench, fetch a water line, you know, minor stuff. But you're under the car, Vince, and you know, you're upside down, you're reaching, you want some somebody to go fetch things. But it seems like with everything else you got to do on the ranch, I know you're shorthanded over in the shop. So, and it's hard. You know, where are you going to find a qualified auto technician in the middle of nowhere? Where, you know, that's why people are bringing you their vehicles, because they can't find anyone to work on them. Vince. So, just throwing a couple of ideas out.
And, well, about the robots, Elon tried that in his factory, right?
And it turned.
We talked about that.
That last week. There was literally guy was attacked, bloodied, literally bloodied from a robot that, well, something went wrong. I don't know. They didn't treat him right, or he didn't get his brakes. I don't know what it was.
Low voltage, over voltage. Yeah, low voltage, over voltage. Who knows? Maybe there was a spark with an EMP, electromagnetic pulse involved, and, you know, or it could have been just poor programming or poor testing.
That's why I suggest the pups, because I think they're better natured than the robots.
You know, I talked to them all the time about that. I sit down with them, and we have dog time stories, you know, bedtime stories, but dog time stories. I sit down with them, and I talk to them, and I tell them, you know, it'd be really good if they learned, you know, a few new things and how to do things, and it'd be great if they could, you know, help me on the tractor. And I talk to them about those things. I really do.
I mean, look at me like pay for their feed.
Yeah. I tell them that. And you know, they're on patrol. They're a security patrol, and they work great. The chickens are the hardest working animals on the farm. I mean, those guys and gals, they produce the equivalent of an offspring, like, almost every day. I mean, imagine giving birth every day.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
So they're making eggs for you. They're working overtime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what do they get in return when they get old? They get eaten.
Not here.
Okay. All right.
Not here.
That's good.
No,
okay.
We don't do that here. No, we look at the chickens as the hardest working animals on the farm. They've got a really tough life. And we show the dogs, the chickens and the eggs, and then we show them how we cook the eggs for the dogs and add it to their dog food. So now the dogs know. I mean, they know that the chickens make their dog food. They know that. And we help with the cooking process and the serving process. But the dogs know that the chickens, they shouldn't kill the chickens, because if they do, they won't eat the scrambled eggs.
Which are delicious.
But it really works out well. And you know, Bert, Mrs. Finelli said the most amazing thing in the middle of the night last night. She said, you know, we don't have any wolves around here anymore. You know, since we have these dogs that kind of look like wolves, we don't have any wolves. We don't hear the coyotes howling. There's none of that. I think our guys have chased everybody else away. So our guys have been raised with cows.
Yeah.
They don't terrorize the cows. They don't.
Yeah. Well, they are earning their keep. That's great, Ben. That's great. Hey,
Bert,
Ben, real quick, because we've covered wind power before. Good news, another wind farm that was planned for the East Coast shut down, basically for lack of money, the economics. But interesting, Vince, a U.S. judge has just told a company called Enel, it's a Italian-American so-called green energy company based in Rome, that they have to shut down a huge wind farm in Osage County, Oklahoma, because the Osage tribe has been protesting this wind farm. Nobody asked them before they put it up. These massive turbines, which have been causing damage to Indian lands, while they're opposed to it for a number of reasons. Vince, a federal judge in the U.S. Court of International Trade has just ordered the company Enel to tear down this wind farm in Oklahoma. And, this battle has been going on, Vince, for 10 years. And 84 turbines, all the equipment, 8,400 acres of land, which, according to the tribe, was leased illegally and violates the tribe's sovereignty. Well, it's been ordered to shut down, Vince. So even in Oklahoma, wind farms are causing problems. And this has nothing to do with the birds that they're killing and other problems, which include the fact, Vince, and people find this hard to believe, but it's true, we do not know how to recycle the wind turbine blades. They're being cut in halves or thirds and buried in the dirt for someone, for our ancestors to deal with 200 years from now. Does that make sense to you, Vince? I mean,
well, okay. Let's just extrapolate that just one more dot outward. Okay, so we built nuclear reactors, and we don't know how to recycle the waste from nuclear reactors. And here's the proof. Absolutely conclusive proof. If we did know how to recycle the waste from nuclear reactors, we would not have radioactive water in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, dumped there by the country of Japan when Fukushima melted down. When Fukushima melted down, they were storing the water to keep the, to try to slow down the meltdown. So they stored this radioactive water, and they ran out of room, so they say. So they released it into the Pacific Ocean. Now, if we knew how to recycle the radioactive water, if we knew how to do that, it would not have been dumped into the ocean, polluting the world's oceans, of which all are interconnected. All water is interconnected. There was a Bert, I mentioned this many, many, many years ago. There was a, when I lived on the East Coast, there was a tsunami that hit the East Coast. You know, and the waves came in, and there was a well at Virginia Polytech Institute, known as Virginia Tech, the university. They measured that the water, the static water level in this potable water, not salt water, just drinking water for the university. When that wave hit, the water column went up enormously in the well. They saw the rising in the of the water in the well because of the hydrostatic pressure against the East Coast from the tsunami. So that tells me all water is interconnected, even water wells. So there's a, like in Florida, there's an equilibrium between the water wells and the salt water surrounding the peninsula of Florida.
Yeah, that's correct. And that equilibrium is broken. The salt water infiltrates into the wells.
And poisons it. Absolutely. Because if you drink seawater, you'll die. What a mess. So,
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, one thing you might want to think about is that the Chinese companies dominate the electric vehicle supply components. And China is producing almost 80% of all lithium-ion batteries. That's as of 2021. China producing about 80% of all lithium-ion batteries sold 2021. And China is responsible for refining a 9 out of 10 units, 90% of rare earth minerals as of 2022. So when you think about these electric vehicles, you're talking about buying from our good friends in China. No matter what the label says, whether it says Tesla or Chevrolet or Mercedes-Benz, whatever it says, BMW or some of the Asian cars, Chinese content. Bert, back to you.
That's true, Vince. Real quick, and by the way, Tesla does manufacture some of their own batteries in the U.S., but Vince, another Elon Musk company, SpaceX, well, they just launched some satellites for Internet, and what's interesting, Vince, is the previous satellites, while you'd have special devices where you could get Internet connectivity, these satellites are now going to offer 4G cellular LTE direct. So basically what they've just launched, Vince, is cell phone towers in space. So this will allow direct connectivity from your cell phone to these low-orbiting satellites that are basically cell phone towers. And well, they're hoping it'll eliminate the dead zones that a lot of people see in their services, in the sense that you typically always have a view into space. You don't have the same delays that you have with the further out satellites that are in equatorial orbit that basically, you know, there's geosynchronous satellites that appear to be fixed in space because they orbit the same speed as the Earth is turning, those are way further up in space. So you typically have quarter to half second delays. Well, these satellites now that are being launched are close to Earth, so there's typically very little delay. And Vince, they're going up right now from Vandenberg Space Force Base in out here in California. They will have direct to cell phone capability for 4G cell phone devices. I'm not sure what the service is going to be, if they're partnering with other cell phone providers. I think that's what's going to happen. And Vince, it's happening. Cell phone connecting to space.
Bert, Vandenberg Space Force Base, isn't that a U.S. government military base?
It is. We now call the Space Force.
Uh-huh.
Used to be the part of the Air Force.
Uh-huh. So we have a private corporation launching a rocket to put satellites in low Earth orbit from a military base. Bert, how about you and I do that? Let's get Andy and a few of our other instructors. Let's get together and we'll launch a rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base. Do you think they'll let us do that?
Well, I'm presuming he paid for it, Vince. I guess if we can come up with the funds and more than that, we need a business plan, Vince, for what we'd be launching, but. They probably would. You know, SpaceX is actually
let's launch a competitive service
in a lot of ways.
Let's launch a competitive service. That way, there won't be a monopoly. What I'm trying to say, class, is this is unbelievable that a private for-profit corporation is using a military base to launch a rocket to put into low Earth orbit satellites. Now, you mentioned the term geosynchronous. So a geosynchronous satellite, class, is what Bert said. It's a satellite that if it stays fixed, it is in synchronization with the rotation of the Earth. So if you point at a satellite and you come back hours later and you point at the same exact spot that the satellite is still going to be there. So it's not going to move. But these low Earth orbiting satellites are not in this area where they kind of just stay mostly put. These things are going to have to be positioned left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, over and over and over and over again,
well,
right?
They're moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
Through the sky.
Yeah.
Thousands
so
of them.
That means they're going to fall down because Earth's gravity is stronger on them than the geosynchronous satellites that are farther away. These things are probably going to fall down faster. That means we're going to be, I don't know, what would you call it, a scatter gun from space? A shotgun from space with these satellites? Because we need what? 4G in space? Really? I heard somebody say that Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet. Now, I think that was that person's opinion. You know what? I think he was right. Bert, thank you so much. See you next week. Same time, same station.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.